This is Your Release and Calm Relaxation, read by Jade Gordon. As you settle yourself back, you can begin to relax and just make yourself nice and comfortable. You can notice the weight of your head resting there on the chair or on the pillow. And you can be aware of your head relaxing, knowing that you are fully supported in this moment. So you don't have to hold any stress or tension in your shoulders or neck. You can just let your head rest back, nice and relaxed, release and let go. And you can relax your shoulders too, because you know that the couch or bed will fully support you. It can take your full weight, your full height, every muscle, every fibre of your being, as you just relax back, fully supported. Because now is a time for you to do nothing. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just rest back and relax. And your mind can drift and dream as you hear all the sounds around you. The sounds outside or in your home, wherever you are now. None of these things need disturb or distract you, as they comfortably remind you that the world is still safely turning, and you can allow yourself these moments to just rest back, relax, and let go. You can release any tension in your stomach or across your shoulders. Ease off those muscles in your back and down your spine. Along the muscles in your legs now. Down through your ankles and all the way to your feet. Your toes, even your arms, and every finger loosening and relaxing, perfectly at ease, drifting and dreaming with your thoughts as you notice your breathing, that gentle rise and fall that happens all by itself. And with every breath you take, and with every word I speak, you can just let go. And in a moment, I'm going to ask you to imagine certain things. But it doesn't matter if you find you can't imagine all the things I'm going to ask you. You might even find your mind wandering quite a bit. So that my voice just fades into the background. But that doesn't matter either. The sound of my voice is going to continue to relax you. And it really doesn't matter if you don't hear a word I say. Because very soon now, you're going to be more relaxed than you have ever known. Imagine yourself standing at the very top of a green hill on a tropical island. You can feel the warmth of the sun on your head and your shoulders, and see the long grasses and beautiful tropical flowers in every colour you can imagine all around you, moving slightly in the gentlest of breezes. When you look down the hill, you can see a narrow winding path that disappears into a small forest. And beyond the forest, you can see the ocean, with sunlight from the clearest of blue skies glancing off the tops of the waves in the bay, so that the whole ocean seems to shimmer and sparkle. You begin to move lazily and easily down the path. There's no rush, noticing the beautiful green ferns and grasses brushing gently against your legs as you pass. And you just catch the faint smell of salt borne in on the breeze, and become aware of the distant sound of the ocean on the shore. Maybe you can hear seabirds calling faintly from a long way off. You marvel at the deep sense of calmness and tranquility that sweeps over you as you move on down and down towards the forest, moving so easily, so effortlessly. You feel almost as though you're floating on air, and in no time at all you find yourself drifting through the trees, their leaves closing overhead to form a canopy, their branches making an irregular pattern against the clear blue of the sky. It's pleasantly cool in the forest, and the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly, and the scent of the trees and undergrowth relaxes you still further as you move easily into the inviting depths, becoming more and more relaxed, enjoying each step you take. You can hear a stream somewhere, its gurgling sound gradually mingling with the sound of the ocean. As you follow the winding path down and down towards the beach that you know is in front of you. And it can also be so pleasant to wander beside a river and to notice that river flowing along effortlessly. And you don't need to push along a river. A river can get there on its own, so effortlessly, and it can find its way, and you can find your way. Without even trying, the river winds its way around rocks and obstacles. And there may be rocks and there may be difficulties, but it does find a way, and it finds the right way for it to overcome difficulties and problems. And isn't it nice to know that you can also overcome any problems or difficulties just like the river? And how reassuring to be aware that you will find the right way to achieve the right outcome for those particular problems and difficulties that is just right for you. And how comforting to know that you have the same strength and flexibility as the river to find the right way around those rocks and obstacles. And as you continue to weave through the trees and brush aside the occasional piece of foliage, quite suddenly you feel the warmth of the sun on your head and shoulders again, and you find yourself on a beautiful beach, a beautiful golden shoreline sweeping away in a gentle curve in front of you to a distant point where the trees seem to come right down to the shoreline, so that their branches actually seem to overhang the ocean itself. You can feel the sand warm between your toes as you stroll lazily across the broad beach to the water's edge. The sand becomes a darker golden colour, and you enjoy the change to a firm coolness beneath your feet as you wander along the shore, leaving a lazy trail of footprints in the sand behind you. Every so often, a larger than usual wave sends rivulets of water foaming around your feet. And as they recede, you notice how the sand is washed away from tiny coloured pebbles, glinting like jewels in the sun. The smell of the ocean, the sunlight on the waves, the sound of the water hissing over the sand. All these things seem to create a sense of timelessness for some unknown reason, and you find yourself a comfortable position, a grassy hollow maybe, to just sit and gaze out across the rolling depths to the horizon, trickling warm golden sand idly through your fingertips. There's a faint haze which makes it difficult for you to see exactly where the sky stops and the ocean starts. And as you try to fathom it, you see a small white cloud appear from somewhere near the horizon. It comes towards the island quite quickly, growing larger as it approaches, until it's immediately overhead. The largest, fluffiest, whitest cloud you can ever remember. And you somehow know, just by instinct, that you can let all your worries, all your cares, all your fears just drift up towards this large white cloud. This is your opportunity to release anything you need to, anything at all. You can actually see those worries and stresses drifting away from you in a long, slow spiral, perhaps like smoke from a bonfire, just spiraling away from you towards this large white cloud. The cloud absorbs all your worries into itself, swallowing up all your fears and anxieties, and becoming steadily darker all the time, until just as it reaches its darkest, just as the last part of that spiral of your worries and cares disappears inside it, the sun bursts through, dispelling every one of your worries, every one of your fears and anxieties, to the edge of the universe, leaving you totally relaxed and perfectly at ease with yourself, without a single care in the world. And now, all your troubles and cares have floated away from you. You settle yourself down into a comfortable position and just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And while you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that you're walking down a long corridor, stretching away in front of you in a long, gentle curve, so long that you can't actually see the end of it. But you know that this corridor is in the very depths of your subconscious mind, in the part of your mind that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And as you begin to move along this beautiful corridor, becoming even more relaxed, you realize that time and space are beginning to lose their meaning, and slowly the walls of the corridor seem to dissolve, leaving you in a large room. The room is full of a gentle golden light that relaxes you still further. And you suddenly realize with a surge of inspiration and pleasure that what you once saw as limits are merely stepping stones to greater success. It suddenly dawns on you with a surge of joy and anticipation that what once seemed to you to be the limits of your personality, of your skills, your abilities, are nothing more than stepping stones to even greater success. One wall of this room is like a huge television screen, with words and images flashing across it, too quickly for you to see. And you realize that this is the information being transmitted to different parts of your mind and body. And you use your mind to will it to stop. And as you do so, the screen clears and the word ready appears in large letters. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I am going to say to you. and everything I say will be accepted and acted upon by your subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave over the coming days, weeks, months, years. I want to remind you, your life can be fun. Every phase of your life can be filled with joy. And of course, it all now depends on you. Because you, and only you, can allow thoughts to live in your mind. And how you think determines how you feel. And how you feel influences the world around you. And you can learn to choose your thoughts with awareness of their power. You can seed beneficial thoughts in your mind. And day by day you'll find more and more how important it is to choose your every thought with care. Because the thoughts you seed in your mind, the concepts and beliefs you accept with feeling, inevitably become your own living reality. How you choose to think today influences all your tomorrows. And your life is too valuable, too miraculous, to be left to chance. For this planet is a game player's planet, and the big game of life is a kind of treasure hunt, with the real you as a hidden treasure. And the real you is a treasure worth finding. For you, there's no greater treasure on earth. And it's an easy game, because life is meant to be easy. In fact, you can find your way to the treasure house within while you relax. So now each and everything you do better than you have ever done before. You approach each new task with complete ease of mind, knowing that you are relaxed and in a perfect frame of mind, calm, relaxed, and confident. Every day your confidence grows. That means that tomorrow it grows, and the day after it grows stronger than before. As you practice being more and more confident, so your confidence grows and becomes stronger. As more and more your feelings of self-worth become strong and powerful. Each day, with each new situation, whenever you need to, you take control, calm your mind, disregard troubles, and you are calm, relaxed, poised, competent, and confident. You are your own person. As we finish here today, you go forth into the world, looking forward with a new and determined optimism. For you are armed now with new knowledge and understanding of that person you are, unique and special, your real self, confident in your own abilities, to be true to those values that really are important, and to recognize what is false and inappropriate. Now you love and respect yourself for the person that you are, and you will be happy with all that you do have. Yesterday has gone, and with it has gone all the influences that could make it different. Tomorrow is just a myth that we can colour with imagination. But today, this very moment, all is real. And for this moment we live. And then, that too is gone. Either seized upon and enjoyed, or wasted. And you can choose too which reality is yours. And you will you not? And so now, if you'd like to slip into a nice deep sleep for the night, you can do that and ignore what I'll see next. If you'd like to come up and continue with the activities of the day, Feel the energy coming back into your body now, feeling tiny movements in your fingers and toes as you come back to the room and opening your eyes, feeling energized and refreshed.